You're listening to the Friday Afternoon Show here on Vectis Radio on 104.6 FM and online. Just a quick look around traffic and travel. Looks like, cross fingers, ferries are running on time. Buses are running pretty well as well. So, yeah, fingers doubly crossed and probably toes. At the moment, for a Friday, the Isle of Wight is running fairly smoothly. And my special guest in the studio, David Cass from Shankly Theatre, is nodding his head. Hello, David.
Hello, Kevin.
Have you just driven in then?
I have, actually. I was just
smoothly?
Thinking it was very easily. The town is very dead at the moment, I think, because of people not wanting to come in. And the roads in from Sandown by way of Arrowton and Shide, wide open. No, I sailed in.
Okay. The pubs are full, but the roads are empty.
Oh, the pubs are full. And there were people streaming at supermarkets carrying packs of beer. So.
But that wasn't you, was it?
No, sadly not.
Okay, well, welcome, David. You are the new managing director of Shankly Theatre, and I'm telling you why you're here, but for the benefit of the listeners, we're having a chat because we've got our regular Vectis volunteer slot, and because we're a community radio station, you're a community theatre company, basically, aren't you? And you rely a lot on volunteers, don't you?
Yeah, totally. I mean, Shankly Theatre is a major theatre on the UK circuit now, with some very big names that come. And we literally operate with about 3.5 full-time staff.
Wow.
The rest of it, the box office, the ushering, the maintenance, the cleaning, all those areas are completely covered by volunteers who give their time totally free.
Including you.
Including me, yes.
As managing director.
As managing director. Yeah, but I've achieved the dizzy height, but actually not the salary, but I'm very happy to do it, of course.
Okay. But before that, you were... What was your position? Chair of the Friends of
Shankly
Theatre?
Yeah. The big supporters of the theatre, and effectively all of the volunteers, are members of the Friends of Shankly Theatre.
Okay.
And... since I moved to the island about 7 years ago, we joined the Friends, or FOST as it's known, Friends of Shankly Theatre.
Yeah.
And about 2 years ago, I became the chair of the Friends of Shankly Theatre.
Okay. But so was your role then to almost be the coordinator for the volunteers then?
Or to chair the supervisors that look after the volunteers. Okay. If you like, they're the sort of the Friends management team, the committee that I was chairing.
Yeah, so, okay. And can you run through the sort of opportunities there might be? So people listening thinking, oh, I'd love to get involved in that. And there are some big name acts that you attract. So quite a busy place to volunteer, I imagine. So what sort of opportunities are there at the moment, David?
I mean, it's really the A to Z of operating a theatre. I mean, the obvious one is the ushering teams. Yeah. And we have people that work on rotas for the various shows doing the sort of ushering downstairs in the main auditorium and upstairs in the balcony. We have people who work the bar, because obviously that people want to be entertained at halftime and buy a drink.
Yeah.
We have people who sell ice creams. We have people behind the scenes, full stop. So, I mean, when the public go home at night, we will have people coming and cleaning. Yeah. The next morning, they'll be there cleaning. And then, of course, there's the other opportunities are things like building maintenance. The theatre is about 140 years old. Its origins go back to... about 1879.
Okay.
And so it's a bit like the Forth Bridge. It's always in need of maintenance in some form. And we're lucky we have very skilled people that work with the theatre and also with external companies to come and maintain it.
And I imagine, from what I've read anyway, obviously I'm quite a regular myself there in the audience, not volunteering, sadly.
Right.
But you've recently won awards, haven't you, as an organisation that supports its volunteers?
Yes, we have. I mean, the big award we recently won, which was based here at the Riverside Centre, was the Community Action Award for 2018, and we got the Arts and Heritage category win for the Friends.
Fantastic.
And overall, we were also the runners-up, overall runners-up from the Community Awards. So that was a really big achievement for us. Yeah. We're very proud of that.
What could you explain why do you think you do so well in those awards? What is it about you as an organisation that makes it a good place to volunteer?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I think that volunteering is so much more than just giving your time to an organisation. It's a way of involving people in the community. So, for instance, a lot of our people, of course, are retired, but volunteering is a way for them to carry on using those skills that they've built up in life. It's also a way of working in a team, getting companionship from others. It's a way of giving something back to the community. So I think, you know, the award recognised the fact that at Shanklin, what we're doing is we're engaging people, we're providing a service to the overall community, we're training and helping people develop, because, of course, some people will come into volunteering to develop their skills further.
Yeah.
And we were just very proud to win it. I think on the back of the fact that the judges, when they visited us, saw the way the theatre had developed, they saw the way that we worked with our volunteers, they met some volunteers, and they went away and thankfully thought we were the people to get the category.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
No, it's great to hear that, and very eloquently explained as well. Yeah. But now you're moving on slightly to your new role as managing director. I did say jokingly earlier that I probably ought to wear a tie for this, but I notice you're not wearing one, so
no,
I'm
not on
okay.
a day like this.
I'm okay. What's involved in that role then, Dave? Because that sounds like a huge job you've got on your hands.
It is. I mean, it's a developing one. I think to turn the clock back a bit, we were very lucky over the last few years to have a chap called Vic Farrow, who was effectively running the theatre as managing director, was the bookings manager, basically the chap that was driving the actual sort of business side of the theatre going forward. Vic is still very much around, thankfully, and he's actually sort of chairman of Shanklin Theatre Limited, which is the business side of the theatre. But quite rightly, he wanted to step back a bit and also develop succession planning. So I suppose the way of explaining it is I've just spent two very busy years learning what went on with the Friends of Shanklin Theatre, because as a volunteer, as I was before, you don't quite realise just how big an enterprise it is and how much goes on.
Yeah.
So I had just got to more or less know what was going on there. Then Vic said, look, would you like to be managing director of the theatre? And which obviously I was happy to do. So I'm now on this massive learning curve, again, looking at the business side of the theatre. But it's about really working with the people that are working full-time to drive the business forward. So the bookings folk, the financial people, the administration that goes on, the technical side of the theatre. We've got great people doing those jobs. So I guess my role is to support and manage them, and then look at ways in which, going forward, we can actually get better at what we do. So it means liaising with the Friends of Shanklin Theatre. It means looking at our communication, and it means just getting our business more efficient. And it's pretty good now, but there's more to be done.
Is there something like top of your list, like if you think about where the biggest pressures are upon the theatre, is there like one thing that stands out above the other and say that's the thing I really need to get to grips with? Is there anything like that?
I think communication is very important. One thing I've learned over the last couple of years is just what goes on in the theatre, and I'd like to develop that further so that everyone that's involved has a pretty good grasp of what's going on.
Or like internal communication,
that's key. But the other thing I want to do is to show that we value our volunteers, because, you know, people work really hard for us, and I think we need to look for ways in which we can sort of recognise their contribution even more. I mean, they get a lot out of what they do, but if there's ways in which we can actually sort of add that extra thank you somehow, then I really want to try and develop that.
But
we just want to get better at what we do, I think. You know, we're getting bigger and bigger artists coming along. Yeah. It's great to see.
I know,
that.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
What a journey it's been, though, since you... How long ago was it? You became a fully-fledged charitable trust, was it? Or did I get that wrong?
Well, no, we are. We are. It's quite complicated, but... back in 2008, the theatre was under threat of closure. As I understand it, I hadn't moved to the island by that stage, but the council was subsidising the theatre on occasions up to about £250,000 a year. And that was not sustainable, obviously, in this day and age. So with the threat of the theatre closing, an action group called STAGE, which was an acronym for Saving the Theatre, was formed, and that in turn led to the Friends of Shanklin Theatre. And they basically worked jointly to form the Shanklin Theatre and Community Trust, so that effectively we got the keys the opera, if you like, the means to operate the theatre ourselves from about 2010. Yeah. And I think it was either 2012 or 13, we got the complete sort of ownership of the theatre, so it transferred to the trust.
Okay.
And we became the sole custodians of it.
So that's, what, 5 years ago when the process was completed?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But this year is a special year for us because we're marking what we call the 10th anniversary of saving Shanklin Theatre. So from the origins of its threat of going dark, they wanted to close it and potentially build some flats on the site.
Yeah.
So this is 10 years since we started the process of saving it. And on the 2nd of October, we got a special gala evening.
Yeah.
Which is...
plug coming up now.
Yeah, which is to celebrate it. And it is open to the general public. And basically, it's, I think tickets are £10.
Yeah.
And it's going to be an evening featuring groups that perform at the theatre regularly.
Yeah.
And a way of us marking what is a very important 10 years to us.
So, okay.
Hopefully a few people want to buy tickets. They're already doing that.
So. You sneak that in beautifully, that plug for an event. But I was going to give you a proper opportunity. We haven't got much time left, but is there anything coming up that you particularly want to highlight? Because you were talking about big names and big exciting productions, but you're also involved in some of those yourself as an actor, aren't you?
We are, yes.
So
yes.
Go on, give us a list.
Well, I've got a couple of plugs. The first, actually is not actually for Shanklin Theatre, so my apologies to to you for that. But I'm actually a member of the White Strollers, and people might know the White Strollers are a group that raise money for local island charities, and we're putting on Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, at the Medina Theatre on Friday the 6th of July at 7:30, Saturday the 7th of July 2:30 and 7:30, so a matinee, and then Sunday the 8th of July at 7:30. So tickets are still available, not so much perhaps for the evening performances, but there are a few, but the matinee certainly is available.
Okay.
And they can get tickets from the Medina Theatre. And the other thing is that the other group I'm working with is is the Savoyards, the Island Savoyards, whose home is Shanklin Theatre, so back on track. And we're putting on the Joseph and His Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat at the end of July. And that's, if people go onto the Shanklin Theatre website, just put in the search engine, you'll be able to see all the details for that.
Fantastic. You are so busy, aren't you?
That's
unbelievable.
Oh, and actually one more plug, because we're talking about volunteering. If anyone wants to find out more about volunteering at Shanklin Theatre, the first Saturday of every month at the theatre, starting at 10 o'clock, we have a coffee, cake and chat morning.
Okay.
So if people come along to the box office door at Shanklin Theatre on that first Saturday of each month, they can go downstairs to the green room, coffee and cake is served, they can meet the volunteers. There's normally, if the theatre is available, a tour of the theatre as well, so they can find out more about volunteering with us.
Fantastic. And do you know what date that will be? I suppose that's going to be around July the 7th, isn't
it? Yeah, it will be the first Saturday in July.
That's the next
one, yes.
Okay. Well, it's lovely talking to you, David, and congratulations on your appointment. Well deserved. And to anybody listening out there who wants to immediately sign up and come and volunteer with Shanklin, is there another way they can get in touch apart from turning up for the coffee morning?
Yes, I mean, the best way really would be to go onto the website.
Okay.
I'm hoping that most of the people listening will be looking at getting onto the internet. So if they actually key in, let's say www.shanklintheatre.com, that will be, that's all one word, shanklintheatre.com. They will be able to get into the actual bookings that are available, or the sort of shows that are coming up, and then there are links to the Friends of Shanklin Theatre as well.
Okay.
If they go onto the Friends site, they can find out all about opportunities for volunteering and contact us online, and we'll get back to them.
Brilliant. So shanklintheatre.com, look for the links to Friends of Shanklin Theatre.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, David. I've got to let you go now.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thanks
Bye.
A lot. Bye.